there's an argument that will surface this Shabbos in Shul, if you stay for Shal Shuddis. Every Shabbos, I'm not sure if in your shul they put out some bilkas and they put out some matzahs, a box of matzahs. A lot of people like to have matzah with Shal Shuddis. So they're going to put out a box of matzahs, and then people are going to say, well, you're not allowed to have those matzahs after Rosh Chodesh, we're not going to have to eat matzah. But those matzahs that say on the box, not kosher l'Pesach. Again, I don't know for sure what they're going to put out in your shul, but often the matzahs that you buy during the year in the grocery are labeled as not to be for Passover use. So is there any inyan not to have those before Pesach? So, of course, the real answer is that it's not a real question because, this Shabbos is 13 days before Pesach. There's no real iser to have masa at that time.
We start Purim.
But, okay, someone needs to start on Purim, someone needs to start. But it is a minhag. The minhag is even brought down in the Mishnah Berurah that, not I don't think he mentions Purim, but to start from Rosh Chodesh, he brings that in Yesh Noegim. But the Sheirish of the minhag is a real halacha. There's a halacha that comes in the Sperat Dan Shachan Aruch, that comes from the Yerushalmi, that you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. They're extending it to Rosh Chodesh or to Purim, that's all minhagim. But the Sheirish is a real halacha, and the halacha is expressed in very dramatic terms. The way Chazal expresses is, Kala oichal matzah be'erev Pesach, ki'ilu boil arusasi beveis chamav. It says, if someone had beer with his arusa in his father-in-law's house, meaning, right, that the wedding used to, what we call wedding, right, we, under a chuppah, we have two steps together, erusin and nesuin, but it used to be divided up. Erusin was betrothal, and it was really something similar to what we would call engagement, except that it was with a real kinyan. It was with a real chaleis eishas ish, but a man would say to his Kala, Haram, Hudesh, the Pitabasa, Kadas Moshe of Israel. And then he would go home and she would go home. And for the next year or so, he was living with his parents, she was living with their parents, with her parents. So in that sense, they were not married. They were just intended to get married. So we think of that as being engaged. But what they did at the beginning of the year was a real Kedushin. So she has an Esereshus Ishra. She now that designation that she has as being his and no one else's is not just a promise, but it's a real chalais isra eishas ish. That's what Erusin was. Now, the isra eishas ish that I'm talking about, that's that she's a surah to the rest of the world. But Chazal say that she's also not allowed to have beer with her husband, with her chassan, right? That's, they're a chassan kala, they're not really married yet. After the nesuin, second stage, a year later, they would make a chassan and a nesuin, then they would move into the same house. They would live together like a husband and wife. But before that time, they were not husband and wife. Right, that's true. That's true. Won't come in Mekadesh B'Biyah. But the Gemara says that Rab would give Malkus to somebody that would do that. It was considered a very priestess thing to do.
Right. What is the
for him to have B'Biyah with his Kala? It's Sha'asa Lanu Sarusais, V'Hitra Lanu Sanasuais, Lanu Al Yidei Chupa V'Kedushin. So you need chuppah v'kedushin in order to make the bia muteres. No, it's bepashas. It's a derabanan. It's the brisa says kala b'lo bracha asur l'bala kenida, and it's bepashas a derabanan. I think there's a shita haravid, if I'm not mistaken, that says it may be more than a derabanan. Haravid holds a derisa, but I think it's a das yachin.
Is it worse or better than someone who's a woman?
That's a good question. That also is a machlokes rishonim, whether it's deraisa or drabanan. According to the Rambam, that's an isra deraisa. This is actually less. That's a good question. That's a broader sugya. It could be that according to some, it's actually more.
So why would the Mishnah list those three things?
Which three things do you mean?
Kesef shtar and biyah.
Oh, because the beer works. It does. No, it makes the chalais kedushin. It makes the chalais kedushin. You're not supposed to do it.
So before the beer at night, after the chasana, they're not married?
But which chasana? But you go to a chasana. When you go to a chasana, under the chuppah, the chasana says, Harayim Kedushasli. So that makes a kedushin. Oh, okay. But that mission is saying that there are three alternatives. It's not that you need all three of them. There are three alternative methods.
Wait, so I'm doing it.
Right. Why so Bia also makes kedushin.
No, we don't have a
but we don't use that. We're not allowed to use that. So
why,
we use
ke- so where's he?
Because it still works. There's a right from the Torah that it works. It makes the chalais
isereishes
ish. Right. Right. That's true. Yeah. Also. Right.
Where's the Gemara which says that oichel?
This is Yerushalmi. It's Yerushalmi. It's quoted in the Rishonim in two places in Pesachim, at the very beginning of Arvei Pesachim, and also on Daf Mem Ches, I think. The end of Paragay the Wavern, the Rishonim bring it down, but it doesn't appear in the Bible. It's Yerushalmi with this very graphic expression that, and the idea that, you know, is seemingly that it's a mashal of something which, in the right time, it'll be not only permitted but even a mitzvah. But you have to do it at the right time. You can't do it early. If you, right, a husband and a wife, that's a bilas mitzvah. But that's only after the nesuin. Before the nesuin, it's an aveira. Mm-hmm. So by the same token, matzah b'leil haseder is a mitzvah. But to do it before the leil haseder on erev Pesach, that's an aveira. So the Yerushalmi says, "Kol oichel matzah b'erev Pesach kilu b'ayil erusasa b'veis chama." That's the sherish of this. We don't eat matzah on erev Pesach, and then it got extended through minhagim to some days or weeks before erev Pesach also. Now, in the what would the extent limitations on this iser, so that, like I mentioned, the Rishonim bring it down and discuss at the beginning of Parakavi Pesachim, because the Mishnah over there says, it's a well known Mishnah, Arvei Pesachim Samuch Mincha Leichel Adam Ad Shetechshach, that at the end of the day, late afternoon on Erev Pesach, one is not allowed to eat. And Rashi says, why? Because we want you to be hungry when it comes to the night of the Seder. You're going to eat the matzah. It's a hidur mitzvah to eat the matzah with a big appetite. So you don't eat on Erev Pesach. Tais over there is the kasha. And it's a funny kasha, because Tais asks the kasha that I think every balabasta also asks on Erev Pesach. The Mishnah says that some chamincha are not allowed to eat as if something is being taken off the menu. What exactly were we allowed to eat, right? The dilemma is always, what do you serve Erev Pesach, right? It's a long day, and you have to serve something, but everything is asar. So what are you supposed to serve? That's what I mean, that every Baal Basta has this kasha. Taisis asks, what are we not allowed to eat? Samuch HaMincha. Chametz became asar a long time ago, right? Mid-morning. Matzah became asar from the beginning of the day. So matzah was off the menu, chametz was off the menu. Oh, so you'll tell me that it means don't eat other stuff, right? What Chazal would call mine targima, snack foods, which really is a catchphrase that means everything besides for pas. It doesn't mean pas, because pas, there's two kinds of pas, and they were both already off the table. So it means mine targima. The problem is, for Akhtais, is that the Gemara expressly says that the Mishnah is not talking about mine targima. Mm-hmm. The Gemara says on Daf Kav Zayin, avo metabel hu b'mine targima. He's allowed to keep dipping his snacks, meaning he's allowed to eat foods, he's just not allowed to eat pas. That's the simple meaning of that Gemara. Means he's just not allowed to eat pas. So Taisa says, so what was the Mishnah asering if all the pas was already asar? So Taisa says that the Mishnah is coming to asar matzah ashira. Mm-hmm. Matzah ashira is matzah that's made by kneading the flour with other liquids, eggs or oil or honey, anything fruit, other than water juice. Or fruit juice, anything that gives flavor. Now, if a person makes matzah like that and watches that it shouldn't ferment, so it's not chametz. There's no mitzvah chametz. Now, if it's not chametz, so what is it? It's matzah. It's just not kosher for the mitzvah. Because the Torah, besides for eating Be'er Teichel Matzahs, if it just said Be'er Teichel Matzahs, this would be kosher, because this is called matzahs. But it also says Lechem Oini. And lechem oini, there's so many drushes that are made from lechem oini, but one of the drushes is that oini, as opposed to oisher, that has to be, it can't be rich bread and rich, flavorful. The matzah shira is flavorful. Lechem oini means that it shouldn't be matzah shira. So Taisa says that the iser of, we said that everything was already off the table, off the menu. Chametz was off the menu, true. Matzah was off the menu only for its kosher for the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. But matzah ashira was not off the menu. That we were allowed to eat until Samach Mincha, meaning for breakfast, for lunch, you were allowed to eat matzah ashira. Then when it came to Samach Mincha, we say, oh, now we want to build up an appetite for later, so you're not allowed to eat it anymore. So many times it says that's the bread that the Mishnah is talking about when it says Erev Pesach Samach Mincha Lo Yechal. It's talking about Matzah Ashira. Other Mefarshim, they add that there's another example that could be added to this. The Marsha says he's not so sure if Taisus means this, but some Rishonim say also Betzekos Shal Nachrim. That means, right, literally it means does of Goyim. What it means is matzah that's made precisely according to the rules and regulations and requirements of matzah. It's not chametz, it's matzah. It's just not kosher for the mitzvah because it wasn't made by Yidin, so it wasn't made l'shma. So we wouldn't use it for our mitzvah, but it's kosher l'Pesach. It's like chocolate, but it's pas. So that also you'd be allowed to eat on Erev Pesach, but when it comes to Samach HaMincha, then you're not allowed to eat that.
When we say matzah shmura, Is that
right, all right. Shmura means that it is guarded as opposed to B'tzeika Shal Nachem, which is matzah, but it's not shmura.
But
B'tzeika,
let's say eggs or
maypears,
that could also be shmura. That's not
shmura. That could or could, right. It may or may not be shmura, but we can't use it for your mitzvah anyway.
Right.
You can have Brian making it as long as you have somebody watching.
Right. There are some steps in the process that... Goyim could be involved in, right. That's true.
The
Taisa says that Matzah Shira and Sam Yishenim Ebetzeke Shal Nachrim are not included in the Isra of Erev Pesach. That's what you stop eating Samach HaMincha, but earlier in the day you were allowed to eat it. The Gra makes a very interesting diuk in the Rambam. He says the Rambam doesn't agree with Taisa. The Rambam answers Taisa's kasha differently. And the dig is from a single word. The Rambam says, Erev Pesach, Samach HaMincha, he says, you're not allowed to eat. Then he says, but you're allowed to eat ma'at peris v'yirak is ma'at. I think this is Lashon. You're allowed to eat a little bit of fruits and vegetables. And that's coming from this Gemara where it says, Ava metabol hu b'minei tergima. The Gra says, but the Rambam added the word ma'at. Where did he get that word ma'at from? So the Gra says that word ma'at is the Rambam's teretz to Tosis's kasha. Tosis had a kasha, meaning the Rambam was bothered that what are we stopping to eat over here? We were already not eating bread. There's chametz, there's matzah, there's only two kinds of bread, and they're both off the table already. So what are we stopping to eat? It has to be other foods. But the Gemara says you're allowed to eat other foods. To that, and for the Rambam, that which you're allowed to eat other foods is only ma'at. And when it says in the Mishnah, Samach HaMincha lo yoichala means don't be marbe. The Mishnah is saying don't be marbe in Minei Targima. And then the Gra says, very interestingly, he says that in the Pirush HaMishnayis, it's spoken out clearly. In the Pirush HaMishnayis, which is the Rambam, right? The Rambam wrote the Pirush HaMishnayis before he wrote the Arach HaZaka. And over there he says, and explaining this Mishnah, he says, that which the Mishnah says, Erev Pesach Samach HaMincha lo yoichal adam ad shetechshach, it doesn't mean pas, because that was already aser. Rather, it means you shouldn't be marbe in other foods. Now, it's interesting that in the relatively new Pirush HaMishnayis LaRambam, it's called the Kapach edition, Rav Kapach writes at the bottom that this word, you know, it's the Pirush HaMishnayis that we learn is always in translation because he wrote it in Arabic. And Rav Yosef Kapach wrote a new translation. He was a Taimani Jew who grew up learning and teaching the Pirush HaMishnayis LaRambam in Arabic, in the original. And when it came to Eretz Yisrael, he wrote a new translation, until Lashon Kodesh. And he had, I don't know if he personally had, or he was working with Moshe Rav Kook. They had, I'm not sure, but he had access to the Rambam's own Xaviad of the Pirush HaMishnayis. And he says that the word that translates into Laharbois was not in the first edition, it was a later edition of the Rambam. The Rambam added it later. He wrote the Pirush HaMishnayis when he was younger, he completed it when he was 30 years old, and then apparently later in life he came back, he revisited it, and came back and added things. And this word Laharbois was added later, as if to suggest that first he explained the Mishnah, and then later he was bothered by Tosfos' Kasha, and he came up with this Teretz of Tosfos' Kasha, and the new Teretz was the Laharbois. But Zok the Gra, so it's very geschmack that with this one word of the Rambam, right, that he is in the Arach HaZaka, he has the word Ma'at, you see he had a new Teretz of Tosfos' Kasha, but it means he's arguing about two things. First of all, he's being machmir at the end of the day, in that which we're allowed to eat Minei Targima, according to Tosfos, that's unlimited. Minei Targima, you want to have chocolate and potatoes and whatever else. We eat all Pesach, right? And eggs and fish and meat. You're allowed to have as much as you want. You're just not allowed to have pas. So Tosfos was bothered by Akasha, so what kind of pas are we talking about? Tosfos came up with Matzah Shira. But the issue is only on pas. Other things you're allowed to have as much as you want. According to the Rambam, no, you're not. when it says samach mencha lo yoichal, it means you have to limit how much you eat. You're even of the meaning to give it, the paris for your records, you have to limit, you have to make sure not to fill yourself up.
Don't we have so, a similar halacha like that Erev Shabbos too? Not
to yes. Yes, that's true. That's the opening kasha of the Gemara Arvei Pesachim. The Gemara asks, "My area Arvei Pesachim, Arvefilu Arvei Shabbos v'yom tevim nami." So, right. So the first verse of the Gemara is that the Mishnah is going like the Tana Rabbi Yisu doesn't hold it that way in Arvei Shabbos v'yom tevim. Take a look. This is the first Gemara in Arvei Pesachim.
I see them bedavke eat Arvei Shabbos.
Yeah, tell you, machaim zachu. Right, right, right. No, they shouldn't fill themselves up. Right.
Oh, food from.
Yeah, yeah. I understand. Right. That's a minhag. So the Rambam is arguing in two halachas. One at the end of the day, in that he's being more machmir and not allowing you to fill yourself up on mini tergim. You have to make sure to have only a little bit, which you don't have such halacha going to Taisus. And also in the beginning of the day, when we say that matzah is aser all day in Erev Pesach, which matzah? Tosfos said it only means the matzah that you could be yotzei your mitzvah with. So matzah shira was mutter earlier in the day, and presumably we said, like the Meiri mentions, that bitzekas shel nachrim were mutter earlier in the day. According to the Rambam, that's apparently not true. The Rambam, who had no teretz other than to say that later in the day there's a difference between lahar bais and versus ma'at, because pas, it can't be the Mishnah talking about pas, because pas was all aser already. I would have matzah shira. Apparently, the Rambam holds that Matzah Shira was also Aser. But Tekes Shalachim was also Aser. When the Mishnah said, I'm sorry, when the Yushalmi said that you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, it meant all kinds of matzah. Not only the matzah that's kosher for mitzvah, but anything that's called matzah. And Matzah Shira, by the way, is called matzah. I said before that if the Torah would have just said by Erev Tekes Matzah, we would be allowed to use Matzah Shira. How do I know? Because there's another halacha in the Torah, which is totally on matzah. Pesach is not the only matzah in the Torah. Where else does matzah come up? Right, by karbanis. Menachos, kol menachos, bois matzah. Now, almost all menachos are brought from matzah, and they're kneaded with oil. Right? It's not this week's parish, but it's next week's parish. Next week's parish, right? We'll see that the menachos are all meshuchim b'shemen, beludim b'shemen. Those we wouldn't recognize that as matzah. That's not the matzah we put on our Pesach seder because it's not lachamayni, but it's matzah. So matzah shiri is called matzah. So the Rambam held that that's all included in the Isra of Matzah on Erev Pesach. So the Gra says that, he's medayikus on the Rambam, and he holds that you should be makpid on this on Erev Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down and says that Mice and all the other places don't hold like that. Taisus and the Rosh seem to be the majority opinion over here. So he says that we're Mekel, right? Taisus and the Rosh are Mekel. They said that you're allowed to have Matzah Shira on Erev Pesach. Now, this machlekes about what the iser matzah, that which we say called oichel matzah by Erev Pesach, chilu boil or sesba vayis chamav, does it include everything that's called matzah, or is it limited to the matzah that's kosher for the mitzvah? It may have deeper shirashim based on how we understand what the Yerushalmi meant by this, again, this colorful expression. Was it just a colorful expression, or was it more than that? There are a number of Rishonim that say that they carry the mashal a little further. You know, Chazal gave this mashal that if you match on Erev Pesach, it's like boiler says beveis chamav. They carry the mashal. The Maram Chalava says this. The Shibalei Aleket says this. The Aruch Hischaim. A number of Rishonim say the following idea. Each one with a little bit of a different version. That you know, it's the pshat that matzah on Erev Pesach is like a kala beveis aviyah beveis right kilu oichel kilu boil or resusi beveis chamav, right? That's the kala while she's still in her father's house. What do you need to be matir that kala? And the lashon of a brisa in Mesachas Kala is kala b'loy bracha asur lebala kanida. What bracha do we mean? Sheva brachas, the brachas that are made under the chuppah, seven brachas. So the Rishonim say. Then when you come to the Leil HaSeder, you make Kiddush, and you come to Karpas, and you make a Bar Pi Adama. And then you come to Moitzi Matzah, Rosh to Moitzi Matzah, and you have Alantil Zedayim, HaMoitzi Lechem in HaAretz, and Alachilas Matzah, and then you eat the Matzah. It takes seven brachos to be Matzah the Matzah. Mamish like a Kala. A Kala needs seven brachos to be Matzah. The Matzah needs seven brachos to be Matzah.
Who says this?
The a number of Rishonim, the Ram Chalava says it, and the Shibalei Aleket says it, among others.
That's good.
Now, the problem is, though, that, like I said, each one says it a little bit differently, because if you're really following carefully, you'll notice that there are really, I mean, I listed seven, but I was cherry picking. Because what about, you can ask me a question, what about Gal Yisrael?
You're allowed to be off by one.
Okay, right. Yeah, so you say you're allowed to be off by one, but what about the bracha of Bar Pi HaGafen that we make on the second kais?
Mm-hmm.
I have already up to nine, because there's two extras. So the Prima Gadim has an arichas about this. He says that some people said to leave out, well, for the Bar Pi HaGafen is easy to leave out. Not everybody makes that Bar Pi HaGafen. The Sephardim don't make that Bar Pi HaGafen. Some people say to leave out the Bar Pi Adama because that's only Mishum Minhag. Some people say to leave out the Arutin Zadayim because that's not really a Pesach bracha. It's just because it's like from all year long. Some people say you should leave out the Shachiyonu because you could say it Afilu B'Shuk. The most creative solution is the Ur Chizchayim. That's Rav Aaron HaKoyim Milunil. He says, why are you fixated with the number seven? How many brachas do you really make under the Chuppah? We do Erisin and Nisuin. Erisin is another two brachas because the Bar Pi HaGafen and Shasal and Sarusais. So you're up to nine. So it takes nine brachas to be Matur Kala. That's what the Aruch HaChaim says. But which, however exactly you're going to, so in the details, there's a lot of different versions. But the theme here is that they're taking the mashal very seriously. That the idea of this is because there's a real Kala like quality to the matzah. We really view the matzah as a kala. Now, this comes to an even stronger expression in the Baal Amar. There's a discussion in Rishonim. This was like a gadatadika discussion about, you know, the seven brachas, how do you count up the seven brachas. But there's a real halacha discussion. Rishonim will bring down this halacha that, you know, he says in the Yerushalmi that, you know, not letting matzah on Erev Pesach, it's kibbutz over says Bevitz Chama. But when exactly does the Yisr start? So the riff, this comes up where the riff is talking about Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. And you want to get rid of your chametz before Shabbos, but you can't get rid of all of your chametz because you need to have your Shabbos suda. So the riff says you leave over mazon shtei sudais, and you get rid of the rest, and you be very careful. This is what we're familiar with, right? That's practice that we're naig for the most part. Most people are naig when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. That you leave, you know, you buy small challahs, you leave over a small amount, that everybody should just have a little bit, but to have your Shabbos suda. So that comes from the Rif. The Rif says they have to leave over mazon shtei sudais. The Baal Amar, who always comes to argue with the Rif, that's what his whole sefer is, it's arguments against the Rif. So the Baal Amar says, why do you have to leave over any chametz? You're cleaning your house before Pesach, before Shabbos. Erev Pesach is Shabbos. Right, you can, your vacuum cleaner is going to be, you know, usher already. You want to get rid of all the chametz? Get rid of all the chametz. You don't need chametz. You have Shabbos sudas? Use matzah. That's what the Baal Amar says. Use matzah. You'll say, but what do you mean? But yeah, so like the Baal Amar, that means only from chatzos. Starting from chatzos hayoyim, you can't eat matzah. But before that, you can eat matzah. Now, okay, does that address Shal Shudas? He doesn't get into that. That's a side discussion. But at least for the first two Sudas, for sure, he says, you eat matzah, because the Isser of eating matzah in Erev Pesach only starts from Chatzos. How do I know, or why do I say that Isser only starts from Chatzos? The Yerushalmi doesn't really specify. It says, you're not allowed to eat matzah in Erev Pesach. Chalaychal matzah in Erev Pesach. Kilubayal of Esaz v'yitzchamav. How do I know it's only from Chatzos? So like the Baal Amar, it's obvious. Because before that, the matzah is not a kala. Is what he says. Before that, the matzah not a kala. What does he mean? Because the Gemara in Kedushin says, why do we call Kedushin Kedushin? I mean, Mekudeshes. What's the lashon of Kedushin by marriage? Because the Gemara says, because he's asar la lakuli alma kehektesh. Because it makes her asar on everyone else, like hektesh, that's what makes her miyuchedes to her husband. So the Baal Amar means to be saying that the idea, when Chazal said that you can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach, it's like boiler, it means because there was an erisin here. What's the erisin? That there's an iser to everyone else. What's that iser to everyone else? all the other bread in the world is aser. That's what makes the chametz married to me. I'm sorry, the matzah, I'm sure, the matzah, that all the other bread in the world, the bagels and the rolls and the baguettes are all aser. That makes the matzah married. That's always how we define marriage. She's aser to every other man. That makes her married to this man. So if I'm not allowed to eat any other bread, that makes me married to the matzah. So therefore, he says the Isser Matzah only comes at the same time as the Isser Chametz, meaning when all the Chametz, when the Chametz becomes us with the Isser Chametz, then the Matzah becomes like an Arusa, Mekudesh, like an Arusa, and then you're supposed to abstain for another few hours because it's like Baal Arusas Beveis Chamav. But he says, but of course it only comes from Chatzais, because before Chatzais, there's no Isser Chametz. When there's no Isser Chametz, there's no marriage. So you see the
problem.
What?
Right, because you're still able to have matzah shira, right? You're not excluding matzah shira.
Well, the that's okay. So you mean some?
You're not excluding everything.
You're not making for care. So maybe that's included in the marriage. That's included in the marriage.
So you could have it. After
so the lefize, we would say that's right. That's. Included in the head, right? That should be mutter.
So after Chatzos, you could have it.
Just right, right. Meaning that would be like Rabbeinu Tam, and
okay. Maybe that's why you're not supposed to eat Erev Pesach, because the Chassan and Kala have to fast Erev Pesach.
Very interesting, very nice. Okay. So the Baal Amar he says this chiddush lahalacha, which we don't pass in like. Right, this chiddush that the Israel only starts from Chatzos, but the lumness that he bases it on is that he takes this mashal all the way to the extreme, so seriously that the eris in quality is what makes the matzah usser. The isser comes because it's like she's murasas. Now we say we don't pass him like this Baal Amar, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we argue with his lumness. When the Ramban, whenever we say Baal Amar, so next we say Ramban, because the Ramban wrote the Sefer Melchemes Hashem to argue against the Baal Amar. So almost everything the Baal Amar says, the Ramban argues against. The Ramban was coming to be Moicha for the covenant of the Rif. He felt it was inappropriate for the Baal Amar to write a Sefer against the Rif.
So he was a contemporary of the Rif?
No, he was a Dur after the Rif. He was, I guess, two Durs. He was, if I'm not mistaken, born in the year 1120. The Rif died about 15 years before that. The Rif was more than 100 years older than him. So what do you call that? Three days, I guess.
Yeah, I know that, but I just don't know where.
So the Ramban, he says that you may be right that the Isser Matzah comes from the Isser Chametz because of this idea that the Isser Chametz is what makes us married to the Matzah. But it doesn't necessarily have to mean when the Isser Achila goes into effect. The anti-chametz laws start the night before. There's a bedikas chametz, and there's a beer chametz. So maybe what makes the matzah our betrothed is the fact that we are distancing the other bread, even before the actual Isser is chal, but because of the beer chametz, we could start to say that we're already involved in getting rid of the other bread, and that makes the matzah married to us.
That's more. That's more like Erison.
That's what we were saying. That's what we're talking about.
I thought we're going bust in the Nesuin.
No, Adarabba. The Nesuin is at night when you eat the matzah, right? But we want to say that to eat the matzah early is like to be boil his arusa early, right? Before the Nesuin. So the Ramban says that maybe we could consider the beer chametz to be what makes the matzah miyuchedas to me. So he's disagreeing with the man. Therefore, he says it's usher all day long, and therefore you can't use matzah for your Shabbos suda, which is why, of course, none of us do. We don't use matzah for our Shabbos suda, but it could still be Zak the Ramban that although the Ramban is arguing with the Baal Amar lahalacha, but he's still accepting his lumdus that the iser matzah has a lot to do with the real marriage. The fact that we're married to the matzah in some respect is what makes it aser. So now, coming back to the question we asked before, by contrast, in the Rambam, we mentioned the Rambam, he brings down the halacha, the inality matzah on Erev Pesach. Interestingly, he brings it down with a very strong lashon. He says, kol oichel matzah be'er Pesach makin oisai ad shetetzei nafshai. It sounds like he's saying that a person chayav misa for it. Some of the nice, they came on the Rambam and say, "What? Where did that come from?" The Makanoisai has a makor. This Yushalmi, I only said the first half of the sentence. The Yushalmi continues. It says, "Kol eichol matzah be'er Pesach ki lubal arusas be'beis chamav v'haba al arusas be'beis chamav loike." So, right, which is the Durabanan, it's a Makas Maris. So, okay, so that certainly suggests that for being Oichel Matzah Be'er of Pesach, also one would be like that. But the Rambam took this around with it. Makanai Se'ach Tetzin Afshay. So, some of them, they say, Kalem on the Rambam, you know, our Ma'ir, that where did that come from? Tzarachian. But Akabana, the Rambam, he brings down this halacha, but he doesn't bring down the Mashal. Which, okay, that's not a strong. Taina, the Rambam doesn't have to bring down the Marshal, but he doesn't bring down the Marshal. But then he goes on to say that the reason is, what's his lashon? I think shehei heker lachilase be'erev, that when you're eating at night, it should be nicker that you're doing it for the mitzvah, so you don't eat it during the daytime, and then you do eat it at night, it makes it nicker that you're doing it for the mitzvah. It sounds very much like he's disregarding the kedushin idea. Meaning, not that, he had it. Yeah, the Yerushalmi says it. But it was just meant as a colorful lashon, as a mashal of someone that does something too early. But not that that's the tam for the Isser. The Isser is that there should be a hacker for the mitzvah at night. And the way Chazal expressed it was with this colorful mashal. Not like those Yerushalmi that we mentioned before, beside those that start counting the Sheva Brachais, and then the Balamar and the Ramban that talk about the Isser Matzah coming because of this or Chametz, which makes it like you're married, they seem to be taking the Mashal much more seriously. And the Shaila that we saw at the beginning, the Machlokes we showed him between Tosfos and the Rambam about whether Matzah Ashira is included, could very well be totally in this. Mm-hmm. Like you were saying before, according to the Balamar, anybody that's not outside of the marriage has to be inside the marriage. So that means that the Isser is going to apply to all... I'm sorry, no. I'm saying not like you were saying before, Barry, no. The Tosfos, who says that the Matzah Shira is mutter, he's going with the idea of the marriage. And therefore, you know what? Yeah, maybe it's debatable. This whole tliya maybe is debatable. Let's put that. Let's put that on hold. Maybe we'll come back to it. We see that there may be machlekes rishonim. Right? There is. This is very odd. Yeah.
Why does the Rishonim say
beveis chamav?
Why do you have to have that word?
That's a description of the Arusa not being with him. Like that's where she is when she, right, they're not.
Yeah, but you can't have relations with her anywhere. It doesn't have to be
Beveis. Right. No. It doesn't mean that the relations are there. It means the relations while she's living. Oh,
it doesn't mean in that.
Right. No. So now, okay. Let's if we come back to our opening Shaila, right? What's with the matzahs that are made, not for Pesach, that say on the box that you should consider it chametz. So it seems, right, so could you have those when you're being noyig not to eat matzah? So it seems mistaber that according to Tosfos, that the Isser is limited to the matzah that you're yotzei bo yidei chevasai, and any other matzah, the right, matzah shirem, betzeke shel nachrim, are mutter, so then it's mistaber that these should also be mutter. But Shenkin, according to the Rambam, that all matzah is asar, so that it should be nicker at night that you're doing on the same mitzvah, then maybe it's supposed to be that these should also be asar. And we pass on like Tosfos, as the Mishnah Berurah says, legavi matzah shira and legavi mitzvah shel nachrim, that we pass on like Tosfos, that the Isser is only matzah that you're yotzei bo yidei chevasai. Any matzah that you're not yotzei bo yidei chevasai at night is not included in the Isser by day. So then it should follow that these non-Passover use matzahs should really be mutter, even for the people that are knowing not to eat matzah before Pesach, it should be mutter to eat those matzahs. The only thing is that you have to be careful, maybe actually depend on which brand you use. Because the matzahs that say on the box, chametz, are they really chametz? In many cases, I think with many companies, it's the exact same matzah. It's just without the supervision. It's the same recipe, the same machine, the same process. It's just, it costs a lot of money to have the supervision that makes the kosher of Pesach. So they, you know, for the masses that they're not marketing for Pesach, they just don't have that supervision. Now, if you don't have the supervision, you have to tell your consumers that it's not Pesach day, so they write it on the chametz. But that means it's only chametz l'chumra. It's not chametz l'kula. So when you're being makvin not to eat matzah, then you shouldn't have that matzah either. Now, but it's just interesting to note that streitz matzah, now I don't know if they're the only one, but streitz matzah is not like that. Streitz matzah, their chametz matzah is really chametz. They add yeast to the ingredients. They add it for flavor, but as we know, yeast is a major ingredient in Hilchas matzah. Right? That makes a chametz. Their chametz matzahs are really chametz. So those matzahs you could for sure eat before Pesach. Right? This Shabbos by Shalal Shudas, you could for sure have streitz matzah. Man of Shabbos, I don't know. But the streitz matzah you're allowed to eat.
Marisayan,
how come again? Up to Shal Shudas?
That's a real issue, though.
Marisayan
would be an issue. People,
like, they regularly come. Okay, but I don't know. Marisayan on this Din Drabanon, maybe. Okay, I mean, not even Din Drabanon, right? There's a minhag, right? There's we're not. You're talking on Erev Pesach Mamish, maybe in a Hanami. But we're talking over here about from Rosh Chodesh, the Yachom Rosh Chodesh. That's only Mishum Minhag. I don't know if you have to be chosen from Aris Ayin for such a minhag.
Is there any issue eating Pesach Dekamatsa in the 30
days? Yeah. No, it's a minhag. It's a minhag not to eat
not
it. Right, it's not a realist. The realist is only on Erev Pesach. But now, real Pesach Dekamatsa is Oster on Erev Pesach. Now, there's a shaila that arose that became a very controversial. This was about 40 years ago. It was Tufshin Mem Aleph, 1981. Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos. And the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, the rabbi of Roshi at that time, was Rabbi Tzal Zsolti. He was an older man. It was, I think, a year or two before he was Nifter. And he came out with a somewhat controversial psak on this topic. It was Erev Pesach Chal B'Shabbos. And what were they doing in the hotels and army bases? Right? These are two locations where there, you know, it's a large part of it's a big crowd, right? And there's a kitchen that's trying to accommodate a lot of people, and you're trying to make it Pesachtik. So they didn't want to have, you know, in my house, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, it's hard, it's stressful, but, you know, you buy a few small challahs, and you keep it under control, and everybody has a little bit, and then we brush ourselves off, and we sweep it up, and we throw it out. But when you're serving 1,000 people, so it's hard to be makbid on that, especially where not all of those 1,000 are necessarily being nizer and halacha, but you want that, you know, as a rule, you know, governing the community, you want to be makbid on halacha, but the individuals involved in many cases might be totally unmotivated to. So they can't bring challah, bread, into that setting when it's Erev Pesach Chal B'Shabbos. So what they had been doing was they were just using matzah. They were giving matzah, they were considering it a 3-day yontif, and they were serving matzah for the sudais, even though it's Keneged the halacha, the Yerushalmi says you're not allowed to have matzah, but that's what they were doing.
Better than having chametz on Pesach.
Right. They figured it's better than having chametz on Pesach, so they were using matzah. So Rav Bitzal Zsolti came up with a einfall. We learned Tosfos that says that the iser matzah on Erev Pesach is only matzah that you could use to be yotzi dechivasei on Leil Pesach by the seder to be yotzi dechiv. Now. So we said already that there are simple eitzes, right? Tosfos says that you're allowed to have matzah ashira and you're allowed to have a tikkun shel nachrim. Simple eitzes, but both of them are really not practical. Matzah ashira, the Rama says that we don't eat nowadays, we're choshesh for that as chametz. We're only makel for cholim, for zakenim, but the general practice is, by Ashkenazim, not by Sfaradim, but by Ashkenazim, the general practice is that we consider matzah ashira to be a chashash chametz. It's obviously in the times of Rabbeinu Tam, I say Ashkenazim, in the times of Rabbeinu Tam, the Balei HaTosfos didn't have this on Haga, so it came a little bit later. But that's the halacha l'maisa nowadays. So we're not using matzah ashira. But tzeikas shel nachrim doesn't really exist, right? That matzah that the goyim that you were buying in the supermarket from the goyim, but it happens to have followed the recipe, right? We're not being samech that any matzah that we're buying from the goyim is really kosher l'Pesach. So Rav Zsolti came up with an eitzah to sort of mimic the svar, the taste says of by Masa Shira and what the Meiri adds, he says the matzah that you need to be yaitzeh dechavase and lel haseder has to be lishma. So let's make some matzah shaloi lishma. Let's make it deliberately shaloi lishma. Shaloi l'shem matzah mitzvah, we say before we put it into the oven. Shaloi l'shem matzah mitzvah. And then you can't use it to be yaitzeh the mitzvah. And if you can't use it to be yaitzeh the mitzvah, then according to Tosfos, it won't have the iser of matzah b'erev Pesach. So he said that b'tzirof, b'tzirof with the Baal Amar, that we mentioned already, that according to the Baal Amar, the whole list of matzah b'erev Pesach is only starting from Chatzos. Okay, we don't pass like the Baal Amar, but let's throw it in as a tzirof. So with that, we could be matir these matzahs on the night of and the morning of erev Pesach when it falls down on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So if Zolti wanted to, he did. He enacted this policy for the army and for some hotels. Rav Yashiv was maskim. Rav Yashiv at that time he wrote a tshuva endorsing this psak. Some of the B'nai Brak poskim wrote kol koyres banning it and asering it, and it's maternish machin naya zachin, and they didn't like it. Rav Shlomo, interestingly, Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach also came in against it. Shlomo Zalman Erbach asered it. This you don't hear every day. Rav Yashiv was matir and Rav Shlomo Zalman asered. Their stereotype goes in the other direction, yeah, but these people were not stereotypes. When I said the B'nai Brak pricing, that was one of their times, that it's not practical that, you know, once you bring these matzahs that aren't really kosher, so you can end up using them by the Seder. That's what some of the pricing were concerned about. Baruch Shlomo Zalman, and he had that also, he had that concern, I think, but he had a very lumdisha ha'ara on this whole sugya that we've been discussing. Mm-hmm. And let me start with, I'm going a little bit off topic and then bring it back to the topic. Everybody's heard of the idea that of matzah, of Erev Pesach matzahs, right? If you want to spend $100 on a matzah. Erev Pesach matzahs. Right, so the bakeries have a special run, Erev Pesach after mm-hmm. Chatzos. Mm-hmm. And those are considered very miuchastika matzahs, and of course they're very expensive. That's nowadays. Once upon a time, that was the way you made matzah. In Shulchan Aruch, what it says, take a look in Shulchan Aruch, noyegim, that the matzahs for the Seder are made erev Pesach after Chatzos. The Torah brings down that all the Rishonim said that it's supposed to be done erev Pesach after Chatzos. What's it based on? It comes from a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that since there's a hekesh between the Korban Pesach and the Matzah Mitzvah, suggests that the Korban Pesach, the Zman is after Chatzos, so to the Matzah Mitzvah, the Zman is after Chatzos. Now, ironically, this hekesh is mentioned in the Bavli also, but in a totally different context. It sounds almost the same because it's about Chatzos, but it's totally different. In the Bavli, Tav Kufchav, at the very end of Masechet Pesachim, it says that we learn from this hekesh between Matzah and Pesach that just like the Korban Pesach could only be eaten until Chatzos, meaning Chatzos Laila, so too the Matzah is only eaten until Chatzos Laila. But Yerushalmi had this hekesh about Chatzos Hayoim, that just like the Korban Pesach is only made after Chatzos Hayoim, so too the Matzah Shal Mitzvah is only made after Chatzos Hayoim. So that was accepted. It seems that in the Rishonim, that was a given. That's when you made matzah. The only discussion really you have in Rishonim is, in the earlier Rishonim, but what about when it falls out on Shabbos? When it falls out on Shabbos, you can't bake Shabbos afternoon. Mm-hmm. So if Erev Pesach is Shabbos, so then when do you make your matzah? But then you're going against this hekesh that is supposed to be Erev Pesach after Chatzos.
Right.
So many Rishonim said, so do it at night. Bake your matzahs on the Leil HaSeder. Obviously, it was a different world. They didn't have the commercial matzah bakeries. People baked the matzahs in their own house. They kashed their oven, and they baked their matzahs at home. So, and it only takes a few minutes, right? Because you can't bake it for a long time, right? Matzahs are quick. So you bake it that night. Right. You're allowed to bake on Yom Tov. The Rav Yah, one of the Gedolei Poskim in Ashkenaz in the 1100s, the Rav Yah was looking for an eitzah to be makel, because this was a stressful situation when Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos to have to bake the matzah that night. He said, according to the Yerushalmi, you're not allowed to use it early, but there is a tesefta And the Tosefta says that matzah yeshana is mutter, is kosher. What's matzah yeshana? Old matzah. There's a mishnah in the sukkah that talks about a sukkah yeshana, an old sukkah. And the Tosefta says, and the same is true with a matzah yeshana. So the Rav Yos says, that means matzah that was made before Erev Pesach, Achar Chatzos. So even though, yeah, in the Yerushalmi it says the matzah has to be made after Chatzos on Erev Pesach, but I found in this Tosefta that the matzah is allowed to be made before that. So even matzah that was made earlier is good. So you could be samech on that, and I'll listen to how he says it.
It's only a lishma problem, though. So if you had a lishma by a sugi yishana,
that's true. The sugi yishana, the issue is mishum lishma. Over here, we're assuming that it was made lishma. It's a good ha'ara, right? It's not exactly the same yishana.
Lishma is last year's matzah that was made.
Meaning that's what yishana means.
Yeah, and it's excellent. A year later.
That's so, Rabbeinu Tam. Right, so very good. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted. This Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in the Mordechai brings down a chuv from Bechil Paris who said over b'shem the Rabbeinu Tam. We don't have it in any Tosfos, but with third hand sources, Rabbeinu Tam is quoted as saying that there's no raya that the Tosefta argues with the Yishalmi. Matzah yeshana maybe means last year's Erev Pesach matzah. Mm-hmm. Matzah can only be made Erev Pesach after Chatzos. But you made it last year. You have some leftovers. So you could use it this year. So Rabbeinu Tam says, yeah, that's Yashan also. Yeah, that is Yashan. So Rabbeinu Tam says that there's no right that the Tosefta argues with Yushalmi. We're left with this Yushalmi that says the matzah has to be made Erev Pesach after Chatzos. I mentioned the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh said he said that Tosefta argues with the Yushalmi, and he says we'll be soymich on this to be makel. Listen to this combination. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, and Motzei Shabbos is Easter. That's what he says. Now, why in the world do we care that Motzei Shabbos is Easter? So he meant because that makes it hard for us to bake the matzah on Motzei Shabbos. So I don't know if he means because they would have a hakpada, they don't want us baking in our oven. I know in the Gemara we find that in Bavel, the goyim sometimes on the Yom Eid Shalahem, they had hakpadas on fires in people's houses. Maybe there was, I'm not aware that there should be any hakpada about that in Germany and with Easter. Or maybe what he meant was that just that they went to the bakery. Maybe they did their baking. I just said they did their baking at home. And maybe in some places they did their baking in the bakery in a public place. They wanted a big oven. So they kashered the baker's bakery. But he was a goyish baker. So if it was a regular day of the year, good. You know, we would rent out his oven that day. But if it was their holiday, so he would be closed. Maybe that's what he means. That if it was the holiday, it would be hard to get to the bakery. But that's what he says. That if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, and Matzah Shabbos is the Yom Eid Shalahem, then you could use old matzah relying on this Tosefta. But you see that there was a strong reluctance. There was a very strong hakpada to use those matzahs, the matzahs of Erev Pesach. One of the Balei Tosfos, Rabbeinu Peretz, see, he brings a raya to be matirit. He writes very interesting. There's a discussion in the Gemara. This is in the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz on Daf Lamed Ches, if I'm not mistaken. Was where the Gemara talks about being yotze with matzah. I mentioned before that matzah for Pesach is not the only mitzvah matzah in the Torah. There's also matzah that's made for a carbon toida, for a carbon mincha. So could you use that matzah for your Pesach matzah? That's a discussion in the Gemara. Is it a problem of shalei lishma? It's talking over there about the matzah from the carbon toida. I mean, in Paris, it's ma'ira, the carbon toida had three different kinds of bread, four different kinds of bread, and one of them was actually chametz. So the bread for the Karban Toida was surely baked before Chatzos, and yet we're discussing whether you could use the matzah ones for your matzah's mitzvah. That's a raya that the Bavli argues with the Yushalmi. I mean, the Peretz comes up with this Einfall, that there's a raya from there, the Bavli argues with the Yushalmi and holds that it's kosher even before Chatzos. Nevertheless, the standard minhag, certainly in France, by the Balei Tosfos, was that you only ate Erev Pesach matzahs. The tour says a very interesting line. He says, "Ukishabasi le Barcelona." When I came to Barcelona, now the tour, you remember the tour was the son of the Rush, and that family had a very unique history. They were German, but they ran away from Germany around the year 1300, And they came to Spain eventually. The Rush became the Rav in Toledo. But along the way, they passed through Barcelona because the Rashba was in Barcelona. The Rush went to the Rashba first, and the Rashba directed him to Toledo. The tour was traveling.
I heard recently that that's why they're Sephardic Shiitan, which are named Ashkenazi.
Yeah.
They were in that group which came from Germany and went to Spain.
Interesting.
They call them Ashkenazi. So.
So the tour says, after he writes a lot of raid about, you know, tshuvas from the early Rishonim, all about Erev Pesach Matzes. Then he says, Kishabasi the Barcelona, I saw that they had an opposite hakpada. He says, the medaktikim were makbid dafka, not to use matzah that was baked there, I mean, not to bake their matzah on Erev Pesach, because when you're baking matzah on Erev Pesach, then there's much less of a margin of error, because chametz is asur b'mashu. Right? When you're making matzah, so you're dealing with flour and water, right? Which could become chametz. Now, of course, we try to make sure that it doesn't become chametz. We act very quickly. We make sure that everything is done within 18 minutes. Okay, but what about if there's a little, you get the matzah into the oven within 18 minutes, but what about if there's a little bit left on the table, a little bit left on the roller, and then it goes on to the next batch? So again, nowadays, I think we have more efficient operations than they had once upon a time, and all those rollers get sanded down between one run and the next. But it wasn't, that wasn't practical once upon a time, especially when everybody was baking their own matzahs at home. Obviously, that wasn't happening. So what they relied on was that if a tiny bit of chametz got into the batch, it'll be batal. I chametz pesach is b'mashu. That's only in the zman of the iser. But before the zman of the iser, it's batal b'shishim. And it's not chayz. Then there's a discussion in halacha when we say that's chayz of an air, when we say it's not. But in once it's baked into a matzah, the mishmur says b'shem the taz, it's for sure not chayz of an air. So that's what we rely on. We rely again, even though nowadays I think the operations are so good that maybe there's never any chametz. But once upon a time they weren't so confident. There would be chametz in the matzah, but it's okay. With a little bit and with batal. It was batal before Pesach. But if you're baking on erev Pesach, so on erev Pesach on the zman of the iser, then maybe there's no batal. Then it could already asur b'mashu. That's also not so pashut. If the isur mashu is already on erev Pesach, that's maybe a discussion for another time. But there's at least a tzad that erev Pesach after chatzos is already an isur mashu. So in Barcelona they were makbid not to bake matzahs at that time because you get involved in a chashash isur chametz. So they were makbid to use matzahs that were baked earlier. That's the opposite hakpada. And then what happened afterwards? So the Shulchan Aruch says that we're noyheg to bake our matzahs on Erev Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah says that nowadays ain noyegim ella, what's his lashon, ain roiv Yisrael noyegim kain. And I think because already in the Mishnah Berurah's time it was a little bit of this commercial operation that we have nowadays, and it's just impractical. It's not, the matzah bakeries are baking for months and months and months to provide for all of Klai Yisrael. So obviously you can't have everybody making on Erev Pesach. It was only Shayach when people were doing it at home. So nowadays we don't do that. So that's a little bit of an overview of the question of baking matzah on Erev Pesach. Why is this negated to our discussion? Because we mentioned the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi holds that the matzah has to be made on Erev Pesach. That which we're not makbid on that is because, like the Rav Yos said, the Tosefta argues with the Yushalmi, and the Anshei Barcelona, the Medaktikim in Barcelona, had a good reason not to follow this Yushalmi. And look, it's not brought down anywhere in the Bavli, and we have a Makor from the Tosefta. It's not like that. So we don't follow it. But the Yushalmi Shita, undisputably, is that the Matzah Shel Mitzvah has to be made Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Dr. Shlom is Alman. When we were talking before about the Isser of eating matzah on Erev Pesach, where does that Isser come from? I mentioned at the beginning of the Shir, it's a Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says that you're not allowed, the Bible doesn't say it anywhere. In fact, that's why some Rishonim even speculate that maybe we don't paskin like that. But the Maaseh, there's no rise that the Bible argues, so we assume that we do paskin like it, but keep in mind that the Makor is a Yushalmi. The Yushalmi holds that the matzah shel mitzvah has to be made after Chatzos and Erev Pesach. And yet it says that you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, presumably meaning all day, although I mentioned before the Baal Amar says it means only after Chatzos, but Rav Yishenim don't hold like the Baal Amar, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rif, are all, and Tosis are all not like the Baal Amar. So he's a dasi achid. We'll call it, the consensus opinion is that 8 o'clock in the morning on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat matzah. You're not allowed to eat matzah. Who said so? The Yushalmi. The Yushalmi also says that this matzah that I want to eat at 8 o'clock in the morning, I can't use for my Seder. It's inherently disqualified from matzah's mitzvah. So how are you going to tell me, like we were saying all along, Tosfos holds that the Issur in the Yushalmi is limited to those matzahs with which you can be Yetzi Yedei Chavasai, but the matzahs on Pesach morning are automatically you can't be Yetzi Yedei Chavasai, goofy, because they're here Pesach morning. And, right, according to the Yushalmi, anything that you have Pesach morning, you can't be Yetzi Yedei Chavasai, and yet the Yushalmi is answering it to eat. So obviously the Issur is even for matzahs that you can't be Yetzi Yedei Chavasai. So l'chayr it's right to the Rambam that all matzahs, even matzahs that can't be used to be yetzei dechavasai, are also included in the Yisr. Well, what are we going to do with Taisus? Taisus says that matzah shira is also mutter. So Shlomo Zalman says that, yeah, but maybe Taisus just means matzah ashira. Matzah shira is already a whole different recipe. Maybe that's not just that you can't be yetzei dechavasai. That's not a similar kind of matzah altogether. But the betzeke shalnachrim that I mentioned before, that the Me'iri throws into the same category as Matzah Shira, and I said a few times, presumably, that according to Tosfos, that the Matzah Shira is mutter, so Betzei Shalachim should also be mutter. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, I would say not like that. And he points out that the Marsha already was Me'iri, that maybe not. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says that I would like to say that the Betzei Shalachim would be Aser.
That's why Cholik on Rav Zalti. Right.
And therefore he says Rav Zalti's Eitzah is not going to work. Because even though, yeah, real matzah shira, Tosfos with matir, but matzah that's shaloi lishma, that in the Yushalmi's eyes, what's the ma'al matzah shaloi lishma? It's just that you can't be yetzei b'dei chavasai. But in the Yushalmi's eyes, all the matzah on Erev Pesach, you can't be yetzei b'dei chavasai. In the morning of Erev Pesach, you can't be yetzei b'dei chavasai. And yet it's included in the Yisr. So this matzah shaloi lishma is also going to be included in the Yisr. So therefore he said in Lamdus, the hetter doesn't work. So he argued with Rav Yashiv, he argued with Rav Zalti, he said that you can't use it. And then he also said, I'll end with this, he writes something very interesting. He says, this is some along the lines of what I said, the Bnei Brak Poiskim had said that we don't want to do things that are new. He said that, you know, we're dealing with like a new shayla, like how do you provide the Shabbos suitors in the army base? But through all the day rice, right, they grappled with the shayla of what do you do with shal shudis. And could we use challah for our first suda at home and for our second suda, but for shal shudis we can't use challah. So there's a few different ideas that have been grappled with. How come nobody came up with this idea of making masa shalei l'shema? Nobody came up with this idea. If the Rishayim and the Echayim didn't come up with the idea, it's assuming that it's not such a good idea. And furthermore, he says that, you know, right now, they're doing Shalei Kedin, right? So Rav Zalti was saying that they're doing Shalei Kedin, so if we have a way of, you know, giving them an Eitzah that's Kedin, so isn't that better? He says, no. Now they're doing Shalei Kedin, and they know they're doing Shalei Kedin. They know they're going against the Torah. If we give them an Eitzah, so then they're going to say they're a Banum or Matir. But what's going to end up happening is that you know, we're giving them this very Lomdash Eitzah, make Matzah, and have in mind that it's Shalei Lishma. You know what's going to happen? But between now and next time the Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, they're going to forget that detail. Mm-hmm. They're going to remember that the Rabbanim said that you're allowed to use Matzah on Erev Pesach. Better they should know they're doing Shalei Kedin than to think that they're doing Kedin. And then, based on that, Rosh Hashanah Zalman said he's not masking to the Heter.
Why do they think they're doing Kedin? Because they're not going to remember.
If they're not going to remember to make a Shalei Lishma, they're just going to make real Matzah. They're going to say the Rabbanim are Matzah on Erev Pesach. Mm-hmm. So he says that, and his last line, he says, and Bechlal, with his note, he says, Bechlal, there isn't an inyan to look for Eitzes for people that aren't interested in following the din. Very, very, a controversial, strong statement that he makes. People that are going to like a din, we don't have to look for Eitzes to help them out. And based on that, he answered this Eitzah.
You bought the